That's the rush of water falling on stone that greets visitors to the Asphalt home on Skyline Drive in Fayetteville. If you've gone to the Cross Overlook on Mount Sequoia any time in the past 2 years or so, you've undoubtedly noticed the large home rising on the steep hillside beside it. Keela and Ray Asphalt will open the doors of their home to the public on Sunday, October 24th, as part of the first Mount Sequoia Autumn on the Mountain home tour. Stairs will lead you down from the street into the realm of the waterfall and to the front door. Inside, a huge metal panel, worked to look like a piece of elaborately pleated white satin, dominates the dining space. A second-story catwalk bisects the cathedral-like area of this great room. From under the catwalk, two steps take you down into the living area. Both ends of this space boast a triptych of 25-foot-high windows that flood the space with light at all times of day. The dining room has a view of the waterfall and its gardens. The living area looks out on a forest of native trees in summer, and in winter they offer a bird's-eye view of the town. Keela Asphalt says she and husband Ray spent a lot of time brainstorming before they brought their ideas to their architects, Brett and Stacy Park.
We went back and forth a lot for this site, wanting it to be something that we felt was really harmonious with where the house is situated. And we had a lot of ideas, and finally we decided something incorporating stone and wood and glass nestled in the forest, you know, among the trees would be our favorite idea, the thing we thought would most closely have the feeling that we wanted. And we wanted something that had a feeling of serenity.
Hammer and chisel supplied the rock part of that vision. The most notable work is the 38,000-pound native stone fireplace that anchors the living area. Ray Asphalt says he had an idea that added even more weight.
And the mantle was taken from an oak tree right here on the lot. It's right out of the heart of the tree, 390-pound mantle.
Establishing a firm foundation for all that mass required special attention.
We were really astounded with what we were required to do to make this house secure on this lot. It's a steep lot. And they went down to bedrock, and then they cut keyways in the bedrock to lock the concrete walls into the bedrock.
The Asphalts didn't mind going to extremes to make their home a very special haven. The result is an open plan with extremely wonderful views on all three levels, extremely serene living spaces, and extremely inviting decks on three sides of the building. Thick walls provide extreme insulation, and there are unseen elements that also add to its extreme energy efficiency.
Our watering outside and supplying our waterfall and our watering of our grass and the hot tub, all that is produced by rainwater. We have 3,000-gallon cistern in under the basement, and we have solar lighting in the garden, and we have solar hot water panels on the roof.
For Keela Asphalt, trying to pick a favorite space in the house is almost as hard as trying to pick a favorite child. But when pressed, she has hers, the home's great room.
I love this room. I love to sit and have the feeling of having indoors and outdoors together. And I believe this is my favorite space right here.
The Asphalt's fabulous digs are just one of the homes included in the Autumn on the Mountain tour. The idea for the home tour came from Kim Ross, the Mount Sequoia Retreat Center's spiritual director. Her idea was to showcase the great variety of houses that exist in the neighborhood.
And so we have everything from a very lovely, charming cottage that's been pretty much completely redone to a brand new home that's only a year old. And then a couple of established homes in between, one that has just an extraordinary garden that will be part of the tour.
On Sunday, when you check in at Parker Hall on the Retreat Center grounds, you'll get a map of the area with the homes marked. If you're in the mood for a walk, it's an easy jaunt around Skyline Drive, the road that circles the Retreat Center, to visit each one. As a bonus, the buildings on the grounds of the Retreat Center will also be open for touring. Some of the older ones date from the 1920s and offer the gracious feel of a bygone era. If you love to walk on Mount Sequoia like so many people do, Ross says there simply couldn't be a better time of the year to do it.
When you come on Mount Sequoia, you're going to see amazing views, and we've scheduled this to be during the peak foliage season.
The beneficiary of all this fun will be the Retreat Center itself. Maintenance of the lovely older buildings hasn't been easy, even with an occasional influx of volunteer help. The older buildings need extensive work that just isn't in the annual budget. Bringing the facilities up to date isn't cheap.
Some of the work that we've done and still need to do is just pretty much the kind of, you know, going to the basic renovation, you know, whether it be wiring or plumbing, the kinds of things that just wear out over time.
Ross says many of the older buildings that add such grace to the historic retreat have multiple needs. She says the center is open to accepting any help offered.
If anybody is wanting to adopt a project, we have quite a variety of price ranges for those.
But of course, the way to help that will be the most fun is to attend the Autumn on the Mountain Home Tour. That's this Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are $20 or $25 the day of the event. And you also get food and live musical entertainment, too. For tickets, just go up to the center or to Ozark Natural Foods or Bella Jack's Children's Boutique. Or just find the Mount Sequoia table this Saturday at the Farmer's Market on the Fayetteville Square. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zan Jarvis.